U.S. President Donald Trump has extended a period in which some countries will not pay import taxes or tariffs on some products. His administration says it is giving trade negotiators 30 more days to work out a deal. The exemptions were to have ended on Tuesday, May 1st. The tariffs have already been put into effect on China and Russia. But the European Union, Canada, and Mexico received exemptions from tariffs on their aluminum and steel exports to the U.S. The European Commission criticized the temporary extension in a statement Tuesday. The group said the EU has been willing to discuss the issue and will not negotiate under threat. The Commission said the U.S. decision prolongs market uncertainty, which is already affecting business decisions. It added that the tariffs, which are meant to protect U.S. industry, cannot be justified by national security concerns. German Chancellor Angela Merkel spoke to Trump last week during a visit to the White House. She warned that trade relations between the Allies could worsen if the EU does not receive a permanent exemption. On Monday, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau warned against placing tariffs on his country's steel and aluminum. He said such measures could hurt the U.S. car and aerospace industries, which depend on imported materials. Late Monday, the U.S. announced that it had reached a final deal with South Korea, which will receive a permanent exemption from the tariffs. It said that early agreements had been reached with Argentina, Australia, and Brazil. The Trump administration has said that some countries sell their steel and aluminum at unfairly low prices. And President Donald Trump has said this competition hurts U.S. industries that are important to national security. The U.S. has placed a 25% tax on many steel imports and a 10% tax on aluminum as a result. I'm Mario Ritter.